Hey there, this is Lachlan Monroe, also known as Hal Cooper and the Black Hood, and you're listening to the River Dudes podcast with Ross and EJ. Cheers.
EJ.
What? What's going on?
You're never
going
to guess who the Gargoyle King is.
Oh my God, it was you?
Yes, it was me, Seamus, the whole time.
But why?
Chalk it up to bad writing.
Holy sh...
Beautiful people of Earth, welcome to a brand new episode of River Dudes, the show that we talk about Riverdale, the hot CW network TV show made for teens and two grown adults, male, talk about it in their 30s. But without further ado, my name is EJ Leeson, and with me today is the one and only Chainsaw Jones. What's up, Ross?
What's
How
up?
You doing?
What's up, man? How you doing? Chainsaw. That's my new name. I chainsaw.
You sure
for
do.
Fun.
You sure do. Before we started to record, Ross was telling me about how he was trying to cut the grass with the chainsaw.
I thought it'd be quicker, you know? It's really a lot more powerful, so.
It just seems so dumb. I don't know why.
Well, hey, I tried, right? I tried and I failed, so.
Yeah. At least no one died or anything.
No, we didn't have a grass cutter, and I don't want to buy one, so I'm like, okay, I'll just use that.
Some of the stuff you do is remarkable.
I think out of the box. I don't do how it's supposed to be. I think out of the box.
You definitely are thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
But also, you might be out of your mind. You know what I mean?
They tell me I'm going crazy. I think a little bit. So
I just picture you going outside and you're like wave to the neighbors. They're like, why is he having a chainsaw? And then all of a sudden you're like hacking at your
ass. It's like, don't mind me. I'm just hacking.
You'll get chips for Halloween. Don't you worry.
Yeah, the barbecue.
I got barbecue. Yeah. I got Pringle.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I got them all. Ruffles.
Yeah, Ruffles.
Yeah. Frito-Lays.
Frito's yeah. My favorite.
My favorite. I got that for you. Yeah. Halloween. Yeah. Come over.
Yeah.
Trick or treat, baby. So, Ross, what's new? What's happening?
Just taking my singing lessons, voice lessons still.
Yeah.
And I still play drums, and I'm a big music fan, like everybody knows. And
yes, you are.
You know, I'm going to go to a concert this summer. We're going to see Backstreet Boys next year, so.
Yeah. What concert are you going to this year?
I'm going to see Stained and Korn.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, Montage.
Are you excited for that?
Yeah.
Now, have you seen either band before?
I saw Stained before, yeah.
Okay. But not Korn. But you haven't seen Korn ever?
No.
Okay. That's it. Well, that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring somebody?
I don't know. We'll see.
Are you going to have a freak on a leash or what?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready for that?
Yeah.
No, but that sounds like it'll be a pretty cool time.
Yeah. Can't wait.
You know, it's funny because I don't know why, but I sometimes Jon Snow reminds me of Jonathan Davis.
Yeah, from Korn.
They don't really look alike.
Yeah.
Well, like, maybe when Jonathan Davis first started, he kind of, because John's younger, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, even, the way John performs.
Yeah.
He gives me, he's like, one of the best performers I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, when his band starts to perform out and stuff, we have to go again.
Yeah.
But
Marilyn Manson tribute band.
Yeah. Basically. And, like, I'm serious, you'll be blown away. Because I feel like his stage presence is beyond anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal.
He's a good actor, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why he does all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's into the arts.
And shout out to the person in the beginning for helping us. Yeah. That was so cool. So I want to give a quick thank you to that person.
Yeah.
And also, I guess we're going to get down to it. Okay. Are you ready to talk about this episode?
Yeah.
The season finale.
Yeah, season finale.
Of season 3.
It only took us like 2 years to do it. Whatever.
Well, the pandemic happened. Yeah. And then like our schedules were changed.
Yeah.
But you're right. It did take us the longest to do this season out of any season.
Just this episode. Not even the season. Just this episode.
This episode
in particular.
It took
probably like 5 or 6 months just to finish.
Just to finish it. Yeah. But let's dive into this episode. Yeah, so today we're talking about chapter 57, Survive the Night.
Yeah.
It is directed by Rachel Talalay, who did the movie Freddy's Dead, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 6.
Okay.
Tank Girl, did you ever see that?
No, is that a horror movie?
No, it's based on a comic.
Oh,
but
Tank Girl.
It came
like
out in the
movie.
90s. Ice-T is in it. I think I know like two other people who have watched that
two
movie.
Two other people.
That's it. Yeah.
Well,
and one of them
me,
is
like,
L.
anytime you ask me if I know a movie,
yeah.
You know I never do.
Oh, I know.
So like
I know.
That's how,
but there's
I
always
think
that
one time
off,
I did.
Yeah.
That was it.
There's always that off chance you're like, "Oh, I saw that."
Yeah.
All right, did
well,
you
if
see
you
this?
Asked, if you asked Rory, he would say, "Yeah."
Oh, yeah. I bet Rory
or Chris.
Rory probably saw
majority of the
all
movies.
Three of her movies.
Yeah.
Well, now I mean she has done more Rachel Talalay.
Yeah.
But like the three that I have listed, I'm pretty sure Rory for sure Freddy's Dead.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think Tink Girl, and then I would put money down saying Rory probably saw her last movie which is Crybaby.
Okay, yeah, I think he saw that, yeah.
With Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And Ricky Lake.
Yeah. Ricky Lake from the show Ricky Lake?
Yeah, Ricky Lake, she's an actress. You didn't know that?
Oh, man. Ricky Lake.
Yeah, she was in a few movies, man. Yeah, she was in Serial Mom.
What was that about? A serial killer?
Yeah, like the mom goes nuts.
I was guessing.
No, you're right.
Was it?
Yeah,
was
like
it?
Serial Mom, the mom just starts going nuts.
I was just
killing.
Guessing. I thought it was about something else.
It's a John Waters movie.
Oh, okay.
And he made Hairspray, which Ricky Lake was in, too.
Okay.
Like, the original.
I know Ricky Lake, the show. I didn't know she was an actor, though.
Yeah, she was like an actress.
She's like Jerry Springer, right? Like, her show?
It was like very much like Mary Povich,
yeah.
Jerry Springer.
Mary Povich, yeah.
Yeah. You were on there a couple times, right?
Oh, I
owed
a lot.
The father?
Well, I owed a lot of money. Yeah, I had back taxes, yeah. I was on there.
You were the father three or four times, right? Ross Jones, you are the father.
Hey, I don't, you know, nobody knows I was on there, but I was on there.
Yeah, he was on there.
Yeah.
Go look for Ross Chainsaw Jones.
I was a little lad, you know, but.
Yeah, oh yeah, you were super young.
Yeah.
Probably the youngest man to ever have a baby, right? At 5? Or 6?
Well, I was a G, so, you know, nothing could stop me, you know?
But, yeah, and then this episode is written, or was written, by Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa and Michael Grassi.
He did stuff before.
Oh, yeah, they Grassi. Both yeah. have Grassi. Worked on the show before.
Yeah, and didn't Talalay, didn't she do stuff
before? Oh, yeah, she did Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah. But
didn't she
do other episodes of this show though before?
Oh yeah, this too.
So I thought.
Yeah. Alright, so let's dive into this episode.
Yeah.
Before we start, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean we're gonna save your rating for the end.
Yeah.
But as a season finale,
yeah.
Were you feeling this episode? Or were you kind of like I feel like honestly, I'm gonna say this straight out the gate.
Yeah.
I think as far as season finales for Riverdale, the third season, like this season, it's probably the weakest one.
That's what I would say. I thought you were going to say it's the best. I'm like, it's not the best.
No,
I would say
the
best finale is season 1, season 2, and then this.
Right. Yeah, because 1 was nuts, where they're all looking at the computer screen like to see who killed Jason, and you're like, oh, wow, like that was intense.
Yeah, I feel like it's the worst season finale
But
so
even
far.
Season 2, like the finale is amazing.
Yeah.
How it, like, led up to that all the gangs fighting and like the city's like going nuts.
I feel like this season finale is just like it disappointed a little bit.
I mean, we'll get into the challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
In the episode, and we'll break it down a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get into the breakdown.
Okay.
So this episode starts with Tony explaining the happenings at the farm.
Yeah.
Penelope Blossom, and she's like, wow, thank you for bringing all of this to my attention, dear.
Yeah.
Right? And then she drugs Tony and
she like
passes out.
Yeah.
And
what, she tells her to take a pill? She takes a pill and she...
Like, she gives her a drink and then she like passes out.
She drugs her drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So then we see where Jug fills in FP about Jason's missing body and like, what does that mean? Like, what's going on with this, right? Yeah. And this is the only time we actually see FP in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a bummer, right?
I know. Because he's such a great... For a season finale, yeah.
Such a good actor. So it's like... I don't know. It's a bummer. But anyways, then we see where Edgar meets with Mrs. Blossom, and she makes a trade for Betty.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I heard you have a bunch of organs, right? And she's like, how about a trade?
Yeah.
I'll buy all the organs, right? Yeah. And they're like, just talking about Betty.
Yeah.
But Jug makes a weird discovery at the Maple Club.
Yeah.
He's like talking to one of the girls there.
Yeah.
And she reveals that, yeah, I saw Mrs. Blossom with her son Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what the hell is going on around here?
Yeah.
Basically. So back at the farm, Edgar is kind of making a run for it. Like, he's like, okay, Penelope Blossom knows this.
Mm-hmm.
Betty got is now out of here.
Yeah.
So it's only a matter of time. Other people start snooping around.
Yeah.
So he's like, we're going to push for the ascension sooner. So now, back over at Archie's, he gets a phone call. He's like, hey, Mom, I just got off the phone with Veronica.
Yeah.
And I now own the El Royale boxing gym.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's great and all, but tell me about your romance with V. What's happening there?
Yeah.
I'm like, your son just got a gym. You should be like, wow.
Yeah.
Are you able to take care of that?
Yeah. I know. All
not be like...
That's all she's worried about.
Yeah, she's like, ooh, what's the haps with your relationship?
Yeah.
What's your ship like? Yeah, she just wants to scoop on him and Veronica.
Wants to scoop,
yeah. So, Archie... and so, as he's talking to her, there's, like, a doorbell rings. And Archie goes to the door, and there's this package there for Archie.
Yeah.
So, over at Pop's, Archie, Jug, and Veronica receive invites to a game. And they all show up.
Yeah.
And it's hosted by Penelope...
Blossom.
Penelope Blossom. I cannot say her name today.
Penelope.
Yeah, I'll just say Mrs. Blossom from now on.
Yeah.
Penelope.
The redhead Blossom.
Well, they're all
redhead,
but I'm saying. But V, Jug, Arch, and Betty are all filled in on the big reveal. Because Betty wakes up and she's already in the house and she walks down and sees that they're all at the dinner table.
Yeah.
So they're filled in on the big reveal. Turns out, Chick from season 2, your favorite character, has been posing as Gargoyle King and as Jason Blossom. And Hal shows up too. And they're like, oh, whoa, like this is crazy.
Yeah.
And Junkhead's like kind of, you know, putting it all together.
Yeah.
But after all this, the really funny thing is, V is mostly shocked that Chick has red hair. She's like, how does Chick have red hair? You notice that?
Yeah.
Like, all this stuff is happening. You're just like,
yeah.
How did Chick get red hair?
Yeah.
It's like, girl, he probably colored it, you know?
Yeah. That's the first thing she said. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe she's feeling him. She's like, all right, Arch, get it, step aside.
Yeah,
let me talk to this Chick guy.
Yeah. Yeah, let me go with a serial killer.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's, you know.
But they all agree to finish Penelope's game.
Yeah.
And they have to go out into the woods and, you know, this is the final round and it's, they have to survive the night as the episode is called.
Yeah.
So Meanwhile, Cheryl tries to show evidence to Kevin and Fangs that Edgar is harvesting organs. But her plans are foiled when the evidence is no longer there.
Yeah, she opens the freezer and there's nothing there.
Yeah, and and she's like, damn it, where could this be?
Yeah.
So while she's looking around, she discovers Jason's dead body.
Yeah.
She just screams.
Yeah.
And we don't know until it comes back.
Yeah.
But you just see, like, this thing in a chair, and you're like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, she's like, yeah.
Yeah, that was a spot-on scream. Can you do it one more time? Perfect. I think they should hire you for the show. Maybe you could be your stand-in for season 7 or whatever.
Season 7? Season 5,
yeah. So back in the woods, they find the first quest card, and it's for Archie, the Red Paladin.
Yeah.
He has to fight in a pit against a giant dude in a bear costume. Just an average day for Chainsaw Jones here, right? Like, how many people have you fought in a bear costume?
I thought it was a real bear, and it was a guy in a costume.
Yeah. So it was just the one time?
Yeah.
I thought it happened a couple times.
No.
Same guy. No?
No, no. The other times it was a real bear, and I had to run away. So.
Oh. You didn't fight it?
No.
Archie fought a bear. You can't fight a bear?
No, I'm not KJ Apa.
All right. I guess so.
Yeah.
So Archie dukes it out, and after pulling off an impressive Mortal Kombat leg sweep, I kind of wish like Jughead was like, sweep the leg!
Yeah,
like,
sweep the leg!
Put him in a body bag!
Yeah.
But Archie wins. Yeah. And it's really funny because, like,
sweep the leg!
He really wins. Like, he sweeps the leg and they, you know, toss back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
But he really beats him by hitting him with a bone, like a giant bone. And not like chicka chicka wow wow like bone. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, it looks like a bone from.
But a literal bone.
No, but like a bone from.
Operation. No, I'm just kidding.
from. I can't think of what it's called, but like the Flintstones.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a bone from the Flintstones.
Sized bone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Looks like the Flintstones movies.
It does.
It
was like comically big, like too large.
Yeah.
So anyways, Edgar is confronted by Cheryl about them grave robbing Jason.
Yeah.
And then he's like, take her away, right? Why does he sound like a 1940s villain? Take her away!
Yeah.
Take her away! That's probably it. So the next challenge is actually for Veronica. And it's spin the bottle.
Yeah.
With a poison chalice.
Yeah.
So V takes the first sip and nothing happens. Then Betty follows. She's fine.
Yeah.
V takes the third and she's okay. And before Betty drinks from the last one, Veronica actually grabs it out of her hand and drinks from it.
Yeah.
And she kind of is like, listen, I want to spare you. You're my best friend and I love you. I can't let you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she does it, to spare Betty. And then Penelope shows up. Mrs. Blossom, I should say, because I can't say Penelope for some reason. Reveals both Betty and V must finish the whole thing to get the actual antidote, because both of them have a slow-acting venom that will kill them eventually.
Mm.
But
It's not like an automatic, but
it's right,
like,
it's not like
a slow,
slow kill. So they're walking to the next challenge, and Archie and V reveal their true feelings for each other. And they kiss. They're kind of like making out. And I'm like, you know, they have time to make out, and they're not really, you know, they're like making out, and they're playing this deadly game, and they're like, oh, you're dying of poison. Let's make out for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, you know. No, but they reveal that they still have feelings for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Archie's mom was watching from the woods and is like, yes!
Yeah. Yeah, she's like in the background.
Yes! And she does a high five.
Yeah.
To herself. Alice helps Cheryl escape. She's like, oh, we could go through the tunnel.
Yeah.
She's like, I thought it was bricked up. She's like, nah, it's fine.
Yeah.
And so they...
They have like a secret ladder.
Yeah. So she helps Cheryl escape.
Yeah.
And she's like, please find Betty and help her out.
Yeah. And she gives her one of the children.
Yeah, I forget. I think it was the boy.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
I forget
the names.
Yeah, They have the craziest names.
Yeah.
Juniper.
Yeah, Juniper and Dagwood.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. I know Juniper for sure.
Yeah, Juniper and Dagwood. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of them.
Yeah, I don't know which one's the boy.
Yeah. So Nana Blossom wakes up Tony.
Yeah.
And she's like, girl, child, wake up. And she's like, you must save your friends. They took them to the hunting grounds.
That's scary.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Is that a good Nana Rose? Yeah. Thank you.
That's scary.
Yeah. I'm going to call you like that from now on.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you voicemails. Yeah. If you don't answer, I'm going to just leave in Nana Rose's voicemails.
I'll be laughing.
So, Jug's challenge is next.
Yeah.
And he must square off against Chick.
Yeah.
Chick runs for the axe in the like in the middle of them.
Yeah.
And because they're in the middle of the woods, and it's kind of like, you know, I think it's in a tree stump or something, right?
Yeah.
And so Chick runs for it, and Jughead's like, "Well, okay." And so like he runs for it too, and they start, you know, fighting back and forth.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Why are you doing this? I don't understand." He's like, "Well, who doesn't want to be king and have a bunch of people sacrifice themselves?" He's like, what? Jughead's response was hilarious. Yeah. It was so good. But he actually ends up knocking Chick out with a giant rock. Like, there's a rock there, and he's like...
He just gets a rock and...
Hits him in the head, and he falls over.
Yeah.
So then we see where Cheryl is running home, right?
Yeah.
With the baby.
Yeah.
Maybe Juniper, maybe Dagwood.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? It's one of those babies.
Yeah.
And she finds Tony and the pretty poisons and the serpents, and they're all kind of like gearing up, like putting stuff into the trucks.
Yeah.
And she's like, we gotta go get Betty right now, because they find out, like, Tony's like, they took Betty into the woods, and they're playing, like, a hunting game.
Mm-hmm.
And even Nana Rose is, like, doing Nana Rose stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, foreboding. But she's like, ooh, your friends are on the hunting grounds, you know? And so that's what happens there. Now, Betty's challenge starts to happen. And she must face off against the Black Hood, her father. So they're at a standoff, gun to gun. Like, they're pointing guns at each other. And Betty shoots and hits him right in the hand and blows off, like, I think his ring finger and his pinky. Like, she shoots him, and it, like, you could see his hand is all messed up.
Yeah.
So he, like, falls to the ground, and Penelope comes out of the blue, and she's like, you're the worst serial killer. And she shoots him in the head.
Yeah.
I was like, no! Because Hal is probably one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
I know he's not supposed to be
and
a likable character, but he's really good at being a villain.
Well, and Hal's her on her side, and he's, like, the villain.
Yeah,
he's
you like, would think, like...
He's her, like, you know, Grim Reaper or whatever, and then...
Yeah, I think it was an unnecessary kill.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, oh, why?
Yeah, she's like, you're useless.
Yeah. And then, of course, like, Betty's affected. Like, that's still her father, but, like, and she spared his life. She could have, just shot him in the head or something, right?
Yeah.
But she tried to make the best move and shoot his hand.
Yeah.
That way he lives out of the situation.
Yeah.
She walks up, she shoots him in the head.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that sucks, you know?
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed because I really like Lachlan Monroe. Who, thank you again for giving us a shout out for our podcast.
Thank you.
And so, it was just like one of those things that really bummed me out. How about you? How did you feel? Were you a little disappointed?
I don't know. I don't know how to feel because, like, he's a really good character. I like his character.
Yeah.
But he's still a dark serial killer. So, like, I didn't know how to feel.
Yeah.
Like, I felt for Betty because that was her dad. But... You know, in the
Hotfield. Yeah. And as, you know, this is happening, Archie sees the antidote up on the tree. So he runs up and he grabs it. Penelope's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm claiming our prize. We went through with your games.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'm going to go back on the deal. And she's like, kill them. Kill them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And so the all these gargoyles start chasing the core four, like through the woods.
Yeah.
And the effects of the poison are starting to set in on Betty and Veronica because they're like really weak.
Yeah.
And so, and even for, and Archie kind of is the only one that trips. Like they're actually running pretty good for the being poisoned and feeling a little faint.
Yeah.
But like Archie's the one that like falls. So it shows Archie still has his like bad luck.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're chasing the gang through the woods. And right in the nick of time, Cheryl, Tony, the poisons, and all the serpents show up, and they're just, like, firing arrows at the gargoyles, hitting them left and right. And then to the point where the gargoyles are like, let's get out of here!
Yeah.
And then run away like Cobra Commander from G.I. Joe.
Let's run for shelter!
They literally run away like Cobra Commander and all like his the Cobra.
Yeah.
They're like, get out of here! Joel's winning! Right? And they're running away from G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
It was the same vibes. Same energy, Ross. Yeah. Same energy.
Yeah, same vibes.
So they show up, they save the day. So now they rush to the farm to help Alice because they're like, oh, we got to get there before the Ascension.
Yeah.
Stuff, but it turns out the farm left, and you know what?
Only Kevin is there,
and Kevin's there. Yeah. What a waste! He is such a great, talented actor, and I feel like they just give him
nothing to work with.
Nothing to work with.
Yeah.
He has like episodes here and there that are phenomenal, and you're like, give him more, right? And yeah, like up until like now, I feel like they're just like season two. He had like really good stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, even this season, though, even season one.
Season one, great, right? And I was like, oh, they should do more.
Yeah.
And then season two, they do. They're giving you more.
And then they just like
season three, they're just like, oh, yeah, he lost a kidney. He's like. Really involved with the farm.
Well, he's only involved with the farm. That's like his whole like character now.
Yeah,
that's all it's about.
Yeah, and so it's like, just like a bummer.
They threw him to the farm, and they're like, "Oh, we don't need you anymore. Let's throw you to the farm."
Yeah, and then even the farm leaves him behind.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. And it's just like, what are you doing with this character?
He's just like sitting there, like twiddling his thumbs.
Else, yeah, everyone else got they all ascended, right? Yeah. Except him.
Yeah,
I'm like, what the hell?
He's like crying. He's like, they left me.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just. But you know what? The farm leaves, and you know what? Goodbyes.
Yeah.
Sayonara.
Yeah,
like nobody cares.
No.
I hated the farm, and I'm glad they're all gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah, I like Chad
and
Michael
I liked
Murray.
The girl that was his daughter wife.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
but like they were great.
Yeah,
but you know the whole farm story
it was weird.
It was actually stranger than the G&G stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and why?
And you Stranger know? Than the Black Hood, too, all that.
Yeah, it was the weakest storyline to come out of this show.
Yeah.
100%,
I'm just glad that they didn't do a whole season on the farm.
It's just good riddance. Like,
that would suck.
Oh, yeah.
If they did.
Yeah. And that could have been a whole season itself.
Yeah.
But, like...
Well, how would that be, though? It'd be a bunch of filler episodes.
So, now we see Cheryl, and she's walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
And she's like... Hello, Jason. And she took Jason's body home.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
That's weird.
It's weird.
It's really weird.
Would you, like, if I died, would you dig me up and take me home?
Probably not, no.
Oh. I thought we were closer.
Well, we are, but I mean, if you're not going to come back to life, why would I bring you home, you know?
On the off chance, you just never, I don't know.
I mean, if there was a way you could be like...
Maybe you could do podcasts with me, but I would just sit there. And
well, if you were like Dr. Freeze's wife in the ice. And
If
I brought you back to life like that, yeah. But,
okay.
But right. Not just you sitting there.
If I was cryogenically frozen.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would... hold out some hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you were just sitting there, sitting there dead, I mean, you know.
If I find out I'm dying or I get shot really bad, I'm like, put me in the cryogenical freezer and put Ross as my What would it be, I guess, my contact?
Yeah.
In case of an emergency.
Yeah.
So contact Ross. He'll keep me alive. And I'm just, like, floating in the water.
Yeah.
And people are, like, coming over your house, and you're like, yeah, this is my friend, EJ.
Yeah, I mean, like, in the basement.
Yeah, you just see, yeah, in the, I'm in the, I'm in this giant water freezer, and I'm, like, you know, moving back and forth.
Yeah.
And you have, like, people over, and they're like, what's going on with this?
Yeah, yeah. That's you're my like, friend.
That's my friend. He might be back. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, Hermione and V are at the Pembroke,
yeah.
And that's when the police arrive,
yeah.
And they actually arrest Hermione on the charges of attempted murder,
yeah.
Because of Hiram,
yeah.
Earlier in the season,
Hiram sets her up, and like,
yeah, Hiram sets her up, and obviously,
and he sets up V too,
yeah. Oh yeah, he's like, wait till you see what's coming. I'm like, yeah, he's the best.
He's in jail, and he's like,
he's still,
like, wait, is it done? It's done, sir. Yes, like the way, like he's just like.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's now I guess with Hal got I guess I'm a fan of all the Riverdale dads.
Yeah.
But like he's purely the best villain.
He is.
I don't know. Now, yeah. You know, yeah. I love the Black Hood.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I feel Hiram is
I feel like the show wouldn't be the what it is without Hiram.
Yeah, absolutely. Like he really just, adds so much.
He's such a great villain.
Great actor.
Yeah.
So then we see Archie at the El Royale.
Yeah.
And he's asking for Mad Dog's help to make the, like, gym sort of like a community center.
Yeah, for Boys and Girls Club.
For Boys and Girls Club, yeah. And so, you know, help kids get off the streets and have a place to stay.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, Mad Dog, would you want to help with that? And Mad Dog's like, I'm busy. No, I'm just kidding. He said, yeah, absolutely. I love Mad Dog.
He's cool.
He's one of my favorites from this season.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Betty and Jug get a visit from Agent Smith from the FBI.
Yeah.
And they're told that Alice was actually an informant trying to get evidence against the farm.
Yeah, she was working undercover.
Right.
As a CS or FBI agent.
Right, like an informant. Yeah. Yeah. And then also, Agent Smith is actually Charles Smith.
Betty's brother.
And
Jughead's brother.
Jughead's brother.
Yeah. So that's weird.
Is that weird?
So that means
FBI's the father.
Well, that means Betty and Jug are related then.
Yeah. That's...
That's weird.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I know, it's weird. It was really weird. I'm like, I know who you are. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
But I like Chick, you know? But, okay, so at Pops, the gang fill each other in on Alice and Hermione, like, what's happening with them. And they're like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So then the gang, Archie's like, guys, let's make a vow, okay? Let's just have a normal senior year, and who knows, it will probably be our last time together for a long time.
In this booth.
Yeah. And, you know, doing normal high school stuff.
Yeah.
And as they toast, we get a flash forward to the spring of their senior year.
Yeah.
And guess what, Arch? Ain't looking normal for me, buddy.
Nah.
You got Betty, Veronica, and Archie standing by a fire. Covered in blood.
Yeah.
And Betty is like, we have to make a vow.
Yeah.
None of us can speak about this to anyone.
Yeah, we burn everything.
Not our parents.
We burn everything.
Not the police. Don't. No one. Right? No one has to know what happened here tonight.
Yeah.
And as they're saying that, she's like, go ahead, throw it in the fire.
Yeah, the beanie.
And it's Jughead's beanie, and they throw it in the fire.
He only has one, so that's it.
And... then as soon as it starts to burn, and she says, you know, like, let's make that vow.
Yeah,
it cuts back and she's like, it's the best friend group ever, and you're like, girl, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
But as far as pop culture Easter eggs, there wasn't really that many, except that Jughead quotes He's like, Arthur Conan Doyle said this quote.
Yeah.
And it's actually from Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
And that quote has appeared in a ton of stuff.
Oh, nice.
That I particularly am a fan of. So, Riverdale, love Sherlock Holmes, right? Yeah. And Star Trek, because Spock will say that quote a lot.
Nice.
So, yeah, it hits on all the notes there. So, Ross, with that being said, what are your thoughts on this episode?
I think it's like a, I give it like a 4 out of 5. It's like a decent episode. I like it, but I just feel like it could have been a lot better as a season finale.
I agree. I do feel like out of every season of Riverdale so far, 1, 2, and 3, this was the weakest one.
Yeah.
Even the season overall, man, it starts off so good.
Yeah, I think the season overall is the weakest.
With, like, the Midnight Club and stuff, and, like, you know, like, it had so many great episodes.
But it had so many bad episodes,
but then it had a lot of, like,
Filler
weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
Plot lines that just were in circles, and, man, it was disappointing.
It had a lot of hits, but it had a lot of misses too.
Yeah, yeah. I would say my favorite musical so far was Heathers.
Yeah.
So that's a plus for this.
Yeah, and the Midnight Club episode.
And then, you know, like the juvenile detention episodes were really cool.
Yeah.
Like, we had a lot of fun with those.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the raid episode was great.
I feel it's like a half and half. Like, half was really good, half was, like, filler. That's what I think. Half and half.
No, so I totally agree.
So, like, what would that be? Like, 11 and 11 or 11 and 12? Like,
11, I think there was 22 episodes.
So, 11 and 12.
Yeah, so
11 good, 12 filler, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very, very split for me, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would give this, a 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Maybe like 2 burgers and 2 milkshakes. You know what I mean? Because it's not...
I feel like giving it a 4 is being generous.
I
would have gave it even lower, but I just gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I feel like even for a finale, it was a little... Because the challenges were not really hard or anything. No. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
You, I don't know. It just felt very maybe rushed or something was going on.
Yeah, something.
There was something up with this season,
yeah.
And you could tell, like,
yeah.
I don't know if there was like a ton of transition with like the writers and stuff or whatever.
Probably different writers.
Or split, because they were splitting a lot of the work between Sabrina and this show.
Yeah.
And it kind of was showing a little bit for Riverdale.
Well, every season 3 seems like it's bad.
Yeah.
For any show.
Well, yeah, for any show. I feel like it is always hard to have a season 3. The only show I could really be like, oh, you know what season 3 was good? Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil was really good. But with that being said, go into the plugs, buddy. What do you want to plug?
I would like to plug... Let me see. Let me get my notes here.
You actually wrote down plugs?
Well, I said my sheet that I use forever. you can follow us on Twitter at RiverDudesPod. My personal Twitter is at Recovery108. Follow us on Instagram at RiverDudesPodcast. If you have any questions, you can email us at TheRiverDudesPodcast@gmail.com. I would like to plug my friend, Kai. She's a singer from the UK. She's on all streaming platforms. Just Kai, C-A-I-I. Just type in that. She has EPs, she has albums, singles. Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, iTunes, all the streaming services you can find her on. So
awesome.
check out her if you can.
Yeah. Okay, and then for the things I would like to plug today, first, Rory, friend of the show, Rory Colarossi, he has a movie coming out. It's a short film. It's called Burden of Beauty. Now, I will probably tweet out, like, when it does come out, like, oh, you could check it out here, or check it out on this, or whatever. But one, I know he's, like, editing all of it, and it stars Melina Barry, Crystal Liu, and they're phenomenal in it. And it's written and directed by Rory. And someone else makes a little cameo in there, and I'm not going to say who. It's not Ross.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when that becomes more available, I'll probably tweet it out from our River Dudes podcast on Twitter. Or even probably share something on our Instagram, wherever you do follow us.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to plug one of my best friends in the world, his music. He is genre bending. It doesn't fit one genre because he does a lot of pop, then he does hip hop, and he does rock. And so it's like a nice little mixture. But yeah, check out Adam Farley Music on Instagram. And it's AdamFarleyMusic. And that's all together. Yeah, so check it out on Insta. And if you want to actually check out his music, check out iTunes, Spotify,
Amazon
SoundCloud,
music, Spotify,
Amazon. Yeah. iTunes. So he's available on wherever you listen to music. Yeah.
He has, what, 2 EPs, couple singles?
Yeah.
He's putting out a new EP.
I recommend Hold On Blue Eyes. That's like one of my favorite songs. And the song he wrote for his daughter, Daddy's a Little Girl. Oh my God. He just did a live show because you know how like we're kind of opening stuff back up and stuff. Yeah. And he did it. And seriously, everyone was just like so quiet, like listening.
Yeah.
And his daughter was there. And oh my God, it like there wasn't like a dry eye in the house because everyone felt that emotion.
Because
even he was like tearing up as he was singing it.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. It's and he also has a YouTube. So you can check out, I think he has a video. It's for Daddy's Little Girl. It's mostly like home videos of him and her.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cool. Next, I have a couple more plugs. Sorry. Next, I want to actually plug another friend of a show, Chris Conforti, who has been on this show the most. I think he has the record for most everybody. Appearances.
Yeah.
Him and Rory are like pretty hot. And L.
Yeah.
And so they're all kind of like neck and neck, right?
Yeah.
But so Chris has a podcast. And I am the co-host of it. Yeah. It started off where it was Chris, but then he was like, hey, will you do it with me? And I'm like, yeah, sure, man. Yeah. And so
movie review podcast.
It's a movie review podcast.
On Instagram.
And you can find us on Instagram, and it's at Fourth Cut Reviews, FourthCutReviews, all one word, Fourth Cut Reviews. So you can find it on Insta. It's run by Chris, so if you have any questions or anything, you know, he'll help you out. But you can listen to that on Spotify, Applecast, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And then if you want to follow it on Twitter, I believe it's at 4THCUT, all together, Fourth Cut. So check it out. We have reviewed a few movies. I think the last one we did was probably Justice League's the Snyder Cut, which was a lot of fun to talk about. And then we also have another friend named Nico. He's making a film, and it's called Sticks and Stones. You could follow that on Twitter at SASMovie1. And I'll probably be involved with that. Rory might be involved with that. It's really fresh. It's still like stuff is coming together for it. But yeah, I feel like you guys should check it out. Nico's a huge horror movie fan, and this is going to be a really cool horror movie, and I can't wait. I just can't wait. Because, like I said, I'll probably be helping out some way or another. I don't know if I'm, like, you know, what I'll be doing, but I'll probably be behind the scenes somewhere helping. Also, Ross and I have another announcement. Ross had this brilliant idea that after season 3 of River Dudes, we are going to try a new podcast, the two of us. And it's very different from what we're doing right now, but not too different, right? Basically, we're doing an album review podcast, and we're going to talk about music albums from all different genres
music. Any genre, any style, any sound, right. any
our first season, we're basically doing a pop album, a rock album, a rap album, a punk album, a country album, and an R&B album. And so
We're just going to go through all the genres. It doesn't matter what genre it is.
Yeah, and basically, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun because this is something I think we've talked about on this show before, but Ross and I will meet up and get lunch and we talk about music for like 3 hours. Yeah. And then
that's our whole conversation. Yeah, we'll be like, the whole time we're there.
You ever listen to this? You know who wrote that song? You know this? Yeah. So it'll be a lot of fun for the both of us. Yeah. And our working title right now is Listen Without Prejudice, mm-hmm. Which is actually based on the George Michael album from 1990. Yeah. And it's like something we want people to come in and be like, wow, okay, the way they talked about this album, because, you know, like, some people don't listen to country music, yeah. and some people don't listen to rap.
Yeah.
But we still want to cover those because there are...
We don't want to leave a genre out. We want to make sure we cover every genre.
And also, I think it's important that you can find an album in a different genre, believe it or not. Like, there's going to be, you know, like, I don't really listen to a lot of country music, but the country album that we're covering, I love it. I think it's a great album. And one of my friends turned me onto it, and I was like, this is a lot of fun. And so I think me specifically, you too, I think we love to talk about music and all of music, and we don't want to leave anything out, and we're never, ever going to, like, deny doing an album. We're listening to it fresh. Like, this just came out. Like, you know, the first album we were just listening to, we were just picturing, oh, this came out this year. Imagine listening to this for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were flipping out. We're like, wow, you can see, like, it starts off, like, here in this decade. And then it transcends and goes into that next thing.
Because we're doing any era, any year, too. Not just new, not just old, not just in the middle.
Right.
We're covering every era and every genre.
Yeah. So. And so we don't have, like, our like, we're still in the midst of, like, setting it all up. Yeah. So we have to set up, like, a Twitter and an Instagram.
Yeah.
And the podcast page itself.
Yeah, and an intro.
And so we're all in the midst of that. And so the working title right now is Listen Without Prejudice.
Yeah.
But if you want more updates on that, we'll probably fill you in on our Instagram and fill you in on our
Twitter.
And Ross, if you follow Ross, he'll be, like, probably talking about it more. And if you already follow Ross, you could see, like, he always retweets music, whether it's Eminem or Backstreet Boys or whatever.
You can check my Facebook page. Yeah, that I always, you know, post stuff.
So. Yeah. So, guys, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's all the plugs I have. But with that being said, until next season.
Yeah, until next season.
River Dudes out. River Dudes
out.
Ow.